Well, if you're here in the Midwest with us, then how crazy is it that we've gone from crazy hot to nice and cool? Humidity, they'll slap you in the face when you walk out the door, so you can actually just breathe when you walk out the door, and it feels kind of nice. I've been enjoying this. I was standing outside yesterday. I was doing a committal service for a family member of ours, and I couldn't believe being able to stand out there and had a short sleeve shirt on. I was like, I almost need a jacket. Saying, this is crazy. Last week, I'm like, oh my word, I just put me under a tree somewhere. This is insane. It's way too hot. So I was glad for that. It's been a crazy couple of weeks for me. I was just chatting with Paul this morning for a minute, and I was just recapping. The last couple of weeks have been just crazy in our family and home, and just things we were doing, and cars, and work, and it's just, oh my goodness gracious. You guys ever have seasons like that, where it just seems like it doesn't stop, right? It's like, oh goodness, one more, really? One more thing? Okay. Well, let's see how we can keep the plates spinning in the air, right? Well, sometimes it's just like that. Yeah, right? And what I find is that in those seasons, boy, those are the perfect seasons when we really want to know that God is faithful. You know what I mean? That no matter where I'm at and hard it is, God is going to be faithful. That he's going to finish what he started. And I sort of alluded to that in communion, right? He said that he's returning again and he's going to finish what he started. But I'm telling you, for me, and I'm guessing if it's for me, if it works for me, it probably works for you too. And that is, when I'm going through hardship, I really want to know that God is faithful. Like, I need to know that. And I do. But if there's any time in life, like, that's when I really want to know down deep. And I'm glad that I have that faith, right? I'm trusting and standing on that, that God is faithful, because I can't, not necessarily because, but I'm thinking about, like, I can't see God. He's not like putting his arm around me, you know, he doesn't send me texts or emails. He doesn't do any of that. I don't get to just look at him or, you know, hug him, talk to him, see him. I don't get to do that. But yet I know he's faithful. I know he's alive. I know he's with me. But man, when life is hard, I just really need to know that. Because if I don't have that, it's hard to get through hardship. Because I don't really have hope to get me through the hardship. And that hope is connected to knowing that God is faithful. No matter what I'm going through, he is who he is. And so today, Lisa was right on. She's like, Pastor Annie is going to talk to us today about how we can know that God is faithful. And I thought, when I was going to talk about this, I said, well, you know those times where sometimes it just helps to talk about what something's not first and then talk about what it is? You ever get those moments? And I thought, this is kind of one of those moments where this might help a little bit. And it may not apply to you, but it may be somebody that you know that you talk to. And maybe it's kind of be where they're at and the way that they think of faithfulness. And so let's start with that. And I was thinking, I was like, you know what? In conversations sometimes that I've had with folks, I've listened, and people have been, you know, hurting, or they've been frustrated. And in that, you know, in that season, like where they're at, there was this expectation that if God is faithful, that God would have been a fixer, right? That faithfulness equates fixing. And if he didn't fix it, then do I really know that God is faithful with me in that hardship? And I got to thinking about that as I was getting ready, right, for today. And as I was like, well, like, what's something that's kind of wrong with that idea? Because I'll confess, there's been times where I've wrestled with that. I'm like, God, if you're truly faithful, like, I shouldn't have to go through this again. Like, I learned the first time, it's okay. We don't need a repeat of the last season. Like, I'm good. And the Lord's like, oh, okay, well, apparently we're going to do it again. But I was thinking, you know, but come to realize that pain does not disprove God's faithfulness. And we go, yeah, like, I get that. But then I thought, well, but you got to flip that, I think, too, which is to say, my comfort does not affirm God's faithfulness either. I've heard that, and I've kind of thought it sometime, and I've got a neighbor, and he and I would joke around a little bit, and, a moment would be just like a season of life where it's good. You know, it's like, life is good right now. And we'll kind of joke around and go, oh, he's a brother, that's the Lord's favor, right? And we kind of get, yes, but the truth of that, of what we really want to be saying in that statement, we're just kind of joking around a little bit because we both get it, But I think that's how folks who don't really understand God's faithfulness think about God's faithfulness. That if he's faithful, then I wouldn't be struggling so much. And if he's faithful, life would be easier because he would be blessing me and rewarding me for my faith, just like the scriptures say. But the faithfulness is not about God being a fixer. Faithfulness is about God finishing the work he started. Faithful is not about God fixing, it's about God finishing. And boy, that kind of hit me. I thought, I think that's right. About God finishing the work that he started. And the thing that hit me as I was kind of mulling over that was that, when you look at scriptures, this thing about God being a finisher and God's faithfulness and thinking about that is that, like, God is who God is, right? And who I think God is doesn't change who he is. He's the same, what? Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Like, God is who God is. He just is. So my experiences in life don't prove or disprove. So my understanding of God's faithfulness, it can't be based on my life experiences completely. It has to be based on the truth of who God actually is. And I want to talk today about where we can go and look that I think can help us, because it helps me. And I think maybe it will relate and help many of us to think about how we can know that God's faithful even though we may not be in a comfortable place and our problems may not be getting fixed, and yet God's still being faithful in our lives, in whether we're in either one of those camps. So, does that sound good to you? Good. I hope so, because that's what I prepared for, and I thought that's what we would talk about today. So stick around, right? Keep worshiping with us. All right. So that being said, how do we kind of eat this elephant, as they say? Well, the one bite at a time. And so let's dig into those bites. So let me start with the first one. So I'm going to give you three. I love, like, every sermon has to have three, right? Like three or more. I don't even know why we do that, but we do that. And so I'm going to do that. And if you'd like to take notes, then I'm going to give you a fair amount of Bible verses today to help support what I'm talking about. So if you love doing that, then I hope you'll be happy with this, because I'm going to give you quite a few Bible verses as we get into this. So if you can give me the first one up here for us to consider. Give me the second one. I'm going to change it up. I want to start with the second one, and then I go back to the first. So just hit down again. Okay, let's do that. I'm going to start in the beginning and kind of work forward. It's progressive. I think our heads will like it better that way. We don't jump as much. So I want you to consider God's work. Say, what do you mean? Do you have a window at home? You may have a window at home, in a window in your house, right? Open it. What? It's hot. Okay, well then leave the window closed and just open the blinds. Look out your window. So what do you mean? I want you to look at, you want to come with, follow me. Let's do this. We'll have fun. We'll move around a little bit. So we got a window here, a window that looks outside. I'm sorry for those of you who are worshiping with us online. It's probably a little dark over here, but I want to do this anyways. I always get confused. Which one is it that you, there we go. Okay, fine. Can everybody see sky up there, right? We see the trees. Some of you can see the trees, maybe not. What do you see? Well, I see a big metal roof over there. I might see some trees, a little tree line over there. If you can see the park over here, there's plenty of trees in the park. You're all good with the lights, no worries. But gone. So what's outside this building is not there by chance. It is a design for which God himself has put into place. And he's put it into place for our enjoyment. If you wonder whether God is faithful, one place I direct you is just to think about and look at creation. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created. The entire story begins with God's creative work. If you want to wonder whether God is faithful, consider how creation goes day after day and how it seamlessly just works together. How beautiful and intelligent is the design for which God has put into motion. That when you get up and the sun is rising and you see the trees around you or the grass around you or the clouds in the sky or the birds flying by, the birds busy in the morning. They drive me nuts because they're so loud in the morning. But hey, they're eating, they're getting for the day, and life is happening. And even when you slept, or if you sleep during the day, life kept happening. Creation kept working, didn't it? And it's sustaining you for what you need in life, the oxygen that you breathe, right? The carbon dioxide that comes out, and how all of it just works together, and how God designed that to happen. In Colossians 1:17, Paul tells us how it is Christ who is made through him, and he holds it all together. It is God's faithfulness in his created work, and it being held together by him, that we can know that God is faithful. If you ever have a doubt, I invite you, stop what you're doing. If you can, step outside, be quiet, take your headphones off your ears, turn your phone off, and just stand there and just look at what's around you. And just exhale for a moment. Just slow down and look. It is a marvelous sight of what God has done and how it's working. And the Lord is holding it all. It's beautiful. How does he do that? I don't know. It's a mystery to me. But the scripture says that he's doing it, for it is at the work of his hands. So there's one I'm going to give you. How can I know God is faithful even in my storms and my hardships? Open your window. Consider God's work all around you. All right, here's another one. Read his word. Do you get to read God's word? Do you have a Bible? Maybe a Bible app on your phone, or you've got one of these things that you're able to open up and turn pages. It almost feels like these are becoming so like almost obsolete to like use books because, right, you know, and I use my computer, I use my phone a lot as well. But whatever you use, I would encourage you to read God's word. Because you see, I'm going to give you two reasons. You ready for the simple reason? Can I give you, because the Bible says so? Well, because in 2 Timothy 3:16, Paul says that all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching us and rebuking us and correcting us and training us in righteousness so that the man of God or woman may be thoroughly equipped for every good work that God has planned in advance for them to do. Like, it is right there that in the scripture is God's gift to us that tells us that he is faithful. Now, it gives us a little more, right? But primarily, it's a story telling you God is faithful. You say, well, how do you piece that together? Well, think about the story. Do you know the story? Do you know the story? God created, right? God, creation in Genesis. We'll walk through the whole thing. It'll only take like 15 minutes. You ready? Just kidding. I'm not going to do that today. I want you to stay with me. It's a story of God creating, and sin mars that design. And so it's God, you're removing Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden so they don't eat from the tree of life, the story tells us. He doesn't want humanity to live forever in that state of being separated from God. And so in that discipline, he protects them. Don't be afraid of God's discipline. It's for our good. But he protects them. And as you go through the rest of Genesis and through the books of the Bible, all the way to Revelation, it's a salvation story. It's one overarching story of God intervening, of him working in his perfect way, in his perfect timing with his covenant people and in the world to redeem a wayward people back to himself, to bring salvation into the world, to restore them, to give them hope, to help them to know a new life that they would not have were it not for him and the work of his son. The whole story is God never quitting. God never quits. The work is hard, his people don't listen, and he doesn't quit. They act ungrateful, they're rebellious, he doesn't quit. They won't listen to the prophets, they won't listen to Jesus, and God doesn't quit. He just keeps. Says the Holy Spirit, the church is scattered out from Jerusalem, and they're scattered out into the nations, and God just doesn't quit. He just keeps intervening and working, and the Spirit of God is moving, and they're being persecuted, and God doesn't say, well, it's all for naught now, because they're, no, God just doesn't quit. He keeps intervening. And even where you are today, and whatever you're going through, I'm telling you, it may be hard where you sit today. Because, and you fill in the blank. But when you read God's word, you read again and again that there was no force on earth, no force in the heavens, there was no power, there was no divine being, there was nothing that could interfere with God being faithful to carry out his plan. Nothing. Well, if you knew this boss I worked for, I tell you what. If you knew this, if you knew that, I know. And you know what? God does know that. And if he could rescue his people in slavery in Egypt to the wicked Pharaoh, I'm confident that he can faithfully handle what concerns me and you today. If you are worn down, stressed, strained in life, frustrated. I know there are folks in our church body who are not here today because their healing from surgery is not going the way that they want it to. They're wrestling because they're feeling discouraged. They're wrapped up in the things of life that really don't have eternal value. But it seems like it's just consuming their life. There are folks who are just slap hurting, as we might say in the South. They are. But God's word says he is faithful to carry them through, to call them out, to say, follow me, watch me, listen to me, lean on me, learn from me, let me teach you. How many of you feel like you kind of know a lot? You ever come across folks who like know it all? Like no matter what you tell them, they always have the answers. Yeah, there's personalities like that, right? Now, if you're smart, you will not hit anybody's elbow when you're sitting next to them. And if you're at home today, I would encourage you, don't look across the room and stare somebody down. Just walk with me for a moment, all right? It is wise for us to slow down and say, God, I may not understand where I'm at, and I don't have the answers for why I am where I am and how long where I'm at is going to last, and I don't know what it's going to take to see the season change, but I trust that you are faithful to know more about my situation than I do, and I know I can't save myself in this moment, that only you can save me from where I'm at and lead me forward, so Lord, I trust that you know more than me, and so would you please guide me. Open up opportunities for me. Would you help me to be patient? Would you give me the strength to persevere? Help me to have faith in a moment where I'm kind of feeling a little fearful. And I don't want to be fearful, but that's just how I'm kind of feeling if I'm just being honest with myself. But Lord, you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. Lord, you are stronger than my circumstance. And I need you to show me that you are more than able to help me stand up under my situation and endure where I am, so that you are glorified and I'm just a part of the story. Because I don't need people to glorify me. I want them to glorify you. I want you to receive the accolades. And I want to be able to be the voice that says, can I tell you what the Lord has faithfully done for me when I felt a little fearful? And I don't mean just a day. That might be a season of months. But as we read God's word, we see that we're part of a story in which God is saving us. We're part of a story in which God is growing us. We're part of a story that's the bride of Christ going out to help the world know that Jesus loves them. And he says, I want to be faithful to you in your hardship, but I also want you to be faithful to me to share the hope that you have. Which really kind of brings me into the third thing that I want to, how do you know God is faithful? And it's this. Anticipate God's work. I love that, right? Like, consider God's work, read God's word, and anticipate God's work. I know this feels kind of generic, but I think it's spot on. Anticipate God's work. So if you believe everything I've already said, and you know that God has saved you in Jesus so that you can go make disciples of Christ who love, grow, and serve, then there's a point of response here, something like we have to do something with what we know to be true. And that's where I think I want to kind of make a, jumping off point, right? To kind of transition and change. I think this is that point where I can say to us, hey, look, like, pay attention to the people, the places, and the possibilities in front of you. Anticipate God's work. Your moments, think about this. When you go to work, whether even it's tonight or it's Monday or you're or whatever, right? Or you're going to walk out of here today or wherever you're at, and you're going to step into life, and it's going to kind of go, whoo! it's going to kick back in, right? Remember that your moment does not escape the attention of the master. No matter where you stand, the Lord knows. No matter how you feel, the Lord knows. No matter where your gaze is headed, right? You know, like, the Lord knows. And I'm telling this to get us to feel like, oh my, God is micromanaging my life. No, I say this because I want you, and I want us all to be aware that wherever we stand, the Lord desires to use that moment, that place, that possibility that's in front of us for His glory and for His good, for the good of the church, to be a blessing to you, but more importantly, that the people that you're around can be blessed through you. Like, the Lord's going to bless them through you, right? So you say, if I know going into this that God is faithful, how can I know God is faithful? Folks, anticipate that He's going to work right there in the midst of the person and the places and the possibilities that are sitting right there all around you, wherever you're at and wherever you're going, wherever you're standing in. Sometimes I feel like we're standing in some pretty deep mud, you know what I mean? And yet God has this way of saying, yeah, I see the mud. I can handle that. If I can part the Red Sea, I can handle your mud. If Jesus can take mud and put it on somebody's eyes and they can see, I think I can redeem that mud you're standing in for something not too shabby for my glory. Right? I can handle it. I got it. It's amazing how God can work in the things we're doing. Let me tell you, this week, I went and had coffee with a, which is not a hard thing for me to have to do. I like coffee. So I went and had coffee with a young man, and I had this is my story, right? I just preach from what your experience is and kind of things you know. So I just share my story as a testimony, I guess. So I got in touch with him. I said, "Hey, why don't we get together? Let's have coffee. I want to hang out with you a little bit. I want to just chat with you, and just I want to check in and see how you're doing, right?" And so he was like, "Sounds good." And so we're like, "Hey, let's go meet at a coffee place in town." And so we did, and we got talking. You know how it is. You get together, small talk, and as you know, the conversation goes. You kind of just get a little deeper and weightier in the conversation, right? And that's kind of what was happening in ours. And I loved the end of the conversation. Because I said, I want you to know, I'm just going to be honest with you. And I don't want to sound too like, you know, over the top, crazy spiritual, but I just felt like the Lord just was leading me to reach out to you and say, "Hey, let's get some coffee and just kind of catch up and see where you're at." Like out of the blue, you know, I had these things where it just feels like, I need to do this. And so I was like, all right, so that's what I did. I reached out to him. And so what I loved, give God the glory, this is so good. In the conversation, and he says, "This last week, I was thinking how I needed some help. I want to get better. I want to grow. Like as a man of God, as a follower of Jesus, things I do in my life, right? Like practice, like I feel like I need to grow." But he knew he needed somebody to come alongside and to help him do that. He said, "I was just thinking that earlier this week, and then you texted me." I was like, "What? Like, are you kidding me?" He's like, "No, seriously. Thank you." I was like, "Hey, man, like, whew." And we both just kind of praise God. Like, that's awesome. It's like, not me. I'm like, this, like, and we both look at each other and we have this, you know, you kind of have that, like, man, that's a God thing. That's so cool. How God just orchestrates that together. And you know what that reminded me? It reminded me, Andy, you lazy slacker, you have got to be obedient to the Lord when the Lord leads you to do something. Even because this has been chaotic, like days on end. And I was like, I need to do this though. I just feel like I got to do it. You know that bird, like that, like, I just got to do this. It won't get out of my head. Because I'll be honest with you, I didn't do it right away. Anybody ever like that? Like God's prompting you and you're not 100% right, like right away. Okay, so, all right, well, I'm the only one that does that. So, anyways. But I really am learning that, you know, God wants to do some really good stuff in the lives of people all around us. And there are people and there are places and possibilities that are sitting out there in front of us that we haven't even come to experience and even know exist yet. But the Lord's working them together. It's kind of like from the book of Acts chapter 8, when Philip and the Ethiopian, right? The Spirit tells Philip, "Hey, I want you to go to this place." And then he goes and he sees this Ethiopian and the Spirit, you know, it's reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. And the Lord's like, I want you to go over to to his chariot, right? I want you to get near to him. And he hears that and he recognizes, he's reading from the scroll of the prophet. And then he goes up to him and he says like, "Hey, do you understand what you're reading?" And then ends up the Ethiopian gets baptized and Philip is just taken away just like that. It's an amazing historical story. But I'm not sure that story of God working in that moment, I'm not sure if it happens like that if Philip isn't obedient when the Lord tells him, "Go." Like, go. Because the Ethiopian is not going to be there forever, right? He's in that moment. He's coming back from Jerusalem. He's only going to be there for a certain amount of time. So Philip's got to be obedient when the Lord says, "Hey, would you get on Snapchat? And would you get on Instagram? Would you get on Facebook? Would you get on Twitter? Would you just like tweet real quick that you know, come on." But you have to be timely when the Lord invites you to do something. and you don't know how it's going to turn out. You're like, I don't really want to talk to this person, but I feel like the Lord wants me to say something. Yeah, but this is just anticipating, because here's what I find. If you anticipate that God is going to work and he leads you, and if you're just believing that something today, Lord, something today, I don't know, Lord, I just figure you can do something fun and different today, you know, like I'll be your servant. You can use me today. I may be on the farm and I don't know who I'm going to interact with, but Lord, you want to do something? I think that's cool and I'm game for that. And I know, like, it's like, don't give that guy much more coffee because he talks way too fast. Slow down. But Lord, I'm going to get up today, and you may hit the ground 100 miles an hour when you get up. And some of us, not so much. And that's okay. But whatever speed you go, just anticipate that God would work in your day. And look out the window to see God's faithfulness all around you. Read his word, to read how he has been faithful from the beginning of creation, and he will be through to the end. And look to Jesus Christ to see the greatest display of faithful love poured out, given for you and for me and for the world. God is truly faithful. He really is. And Philippians 1:6 tells us that he is going to be faithful to complete the good work that he has begun in us. Romans 8:28 tells us that, hey, the Lord is working for your good. You know, that's present, ongoing. Like, it's the Lord is working for your good. That tells us he's faithful. Not just so that we can stay the same, but so that in the midst of him working in our lives, that we would grow in Christ, attain to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, Ephesians 4:13. This is God's desire for your life, that you would grow up in the character of Christ. That's what he wants for you. And he makes that possible, and he is faithful to bring that to pass. But we also have to partner with him. And we got to draw alongside him and listen to the Holy Spirit and lean on the Spirit of God. Well, you know I like to use a scripture to drive a point home, so might as well do what I love. So watch this, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. I want you to notice what I underlined. It says this, he will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. He will do it because he is faithful. All right, let me just give you one more. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. He will do it. So here's our ending. I want you to think, so worshiping with us online, you do the same thing, okay? I want you to take a second, and I want you to think, is there something in your life right now that you are having to walk through, that you're facing, that is stressing you out, that you are wondering if it's ever going to pass, it's going to stop, it's going to ever get any better, okay? You're wondering whether or not God is really doing something here good in the midst, because it ain't looking like it. If you've got something that fits that bill, I want you to take that, and I'm going to give us a quiet moment here. I'm going to ask you, by faith, you probably already have, would you just take that and just sort of lift that before the Lord? And I want you to imagine the faithfulness of God lifting you up, holding you up, propping you up in the midst of where you are today that fits that bill, right? And that he's continuing to faithfully hold you up. I want you to try to just picture that in your head for a second, right? Go ahead and do that. Let's try that, right? Let's just... with that image in your head, let me pray this prayer as a closing prayer for this message. Father, we can see this in our head, and no doubt we feel part of it, maybe even as we think about it, like in our heart and our mind, the emotion, maybe the anxieties or stress or the fears, the worries of it, or just the pain or the strain, the stress of it. But whatever that is, Lord, I know that you see it as we're seeing it now. You know that it's there. And I ask that you would help us to clearly see that you are holding us up, that our strength is in your grace. And help us to just, as we think of this, to just exhale for a moment, to inhale grace and sort of just exhale worship as we say, as we acknowledge that our help and our strength and our sustenance and our hope is not in our abilities, but in you, Lord. May we find strength in the truth and be encouraged by the story and inspired by the creation around us and prompted to stand and to walk with you as we anticipate your faithful works in and around us, that we can partner with you today, and that our daily victories and our stresses and strains will give you glory and honor and draw people to you. Lord, just help us to proclaim your faithfulness as we live our lives day in and day out through what we say and what we do and how we say it and how we do the things that we do. May we be our character be a reflection of our faith that our God is a faithful God. Amen.